Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And thank you for subscribing to the latest edition of the 12 Kyle podcast. This is a bonus episode, so thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. Check this out. On this episode, what I'm going to talk about is the remix. The podcast remix. Now, if you've been listening and following the podcast, you know that from time to time, some of us podcasters will remix an episode. What I mean by that is a podcaster will put out an episode, and what you do is you take that episode, you know, you put it in a pot, you mix it up, put your own ingredients in, and you put it out to the world for them to consume. And this episode will be no different. Many of you guys know my brother, my man from the West Side, Baylor, BTG for President is the name of his podcast. He put out a podcast actually at the time of this recording just a few days ago. Before he recorded the episode, he hit me up. He shot me a voice note on text and he said, "Hey, 12 Kyle, I'm putting out this episode. I want you to remix it before you even heard it." I was like, "Okay, bet." He was like, "What you got to do is you got to come up with the top 10 hip hop cruise songs that you cruise to when you're in the car listening to hip hop." I was like, "Okay, bet." Now, I said that not knowing that, you know, or at least acknowledging the fact that there's a gazillion hip hop songs that I've heard, right? So to narrow it down to 10 that I cruise to is not necessarily easy. That being said, I said, "Okay, I'll do it." And he said, "Hey, it's going to be 10 songs, no more, no less." And he said, "Hey, what you can't do is when you hear the podcast, you can't go back and redo your list." And I was like, "Nah." So what I did was I went to my iPhone, put in my notes, just the songs that I cruise to, right? Okay, so we get to that point. So then Baylor drops the episode, right? And the episode is dope. But here's the thing. He kind of colored outside the lines because not only did he not just use hip hop, he threw a little R&B in there as well, but he did like 18 songs, right? I said, "You know what? I'm going to keep it at 10. I'm going to keep it hip hop and I'm going to keep it a bean." And shout out to Britt, our homegirl Britt, her podcast. I can talk about this all day. She actually remixed it and she did a beautiful job as well. But what I'm going to do is give you 10 songs that I cruise to. And I'll give you the scenarios, like maybe where I was in my life, what I was driving and where I was kicking it at, or maybe where I plan to be driving, or what I plan to be driving, or where I plan to be, you know, as I talk about this in the episode. So without further ado, this first song, and these songs, let me be clear, are in no particular order, right? This first song, came out in 1993. It's a hugely popular song. Personally, I think it's one of the greatest hip hop songs ever. But this song, man, this song takes me to, I used to cruise to this joint on Hennepin Avenue. That is in the city of Minneapolis. I used to live in Minneapolis. I lived in Minneapolis for a better part of a year. I was out there for work. And Minneapolis, let me say this about Minneapolis. Minneapolis is a beautiful city in the summertime or when it's warm. In the spring and summer, it's very, very beautiful. The fall and winter, I've never seen that much snow before in my life. I've never been that cold before, but it's a beautiful city. I plan to go back really soon. Again, dope city. But yeah, I used to cruise to this. I used to be up and down Hennepin Avenue. I used to put this on and just ride to the Mall of America where I could, you know, cop a little gear. This joint right here, it is 1993. Electric Relaxation by A Tribe Called Quest. Check it out.
Black hair and your fat thighs. Street poetry is my everyday, but But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the new...
Now listen, that joint still... Again, I can maintain that it's one of the best hip-hop songs ever. And it still goes hard. I mean, it still goes hard to this day. My next joint, I'm going to go back a little bit. We're going to go back in time. We're going to take it back to 1991. And I'm in my, Baylor, I'm in the UCLA Bruin Blue Nissan, 89 Nissan Sentra. It was a stick shift. I used to put this joint on when I used to drive to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. My hometown, Florence, South Carolina, is only about maybe 45, 50 miles from Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is a huge tourist attraction. Most people know about it. But yeah, I'd get in the car and put this on. I mean, like this song, you can put it on anywhere, but I really used to cruise listening to this joint right here. 1991, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Summertime.
A bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
All right, so here's the other thing that I found to be interesting about when Baylor hit me up and said, hey, I want you to remix this podcast. He was almost convinced that he said that we would have at least two or three songs similar. I thought about it. I was like, nah, probably not, because I know how my list was going to go. I didn't know how, because here's the thing. He didn't tell me what his list looked like, and I didn't know it until I actually heard the episode. And like I said, I have the episode in the show notes, so you guys can go listen after you listen to this podcast. So that brings me to track number three. And again, these are no particular order. I used to cruise to this joint. It's not really a cruise song, but I used to cruise to this joint. I'm going to go back. We're back on campus. I'm in college. It's like 1993 on the campus of South Carolina State University where I went to school. Play football, as you can see if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you for watching. See my helmet right here, my jersey up above me. So I'm at South Carolina State. I'm leaving Bethay Hall. This is where I'm still in the Central now. I'm in the Central, 89 Central, and it's sitting on 13s. It's sitting on Dan Marino's. So I'm driving up, leaving campus, and as I get to the front of the campus, Bradham and Manning Hall is right here on the right-hand side. That's the girls' dorm, two girls' dorms. And then on the left-hand side is Washington Dining Hall, the CAF. So it's springtime. Everybody's out. Girls, shorts, everything. Springtime in Orangeburg, so you know the weather's nice. And girls are coming out the dorm, and I'm coming up, and I'm leaning back a little bit, and I'm playing this joint right here by Gangstar. It's called DeWick.
Nice and smooth has got to be the sure shot. royalty. Put lead in your ass and drink a cup of tea. Beast the red alert and kid Capri. Ooh la la, ah wee wee. I say Muhammad Ali, you say glass just clay. I say butter, you say parquet. It's alright if you wanna make a sway. On my way uptown, took the deuce to the trade. I originate, they duplicate. I praise the Lord and keep the faith. It's alright, keep biting at the bait. 92, 1 year later. Peace out, premiere, take me out with the fader.
Man, listen, you can't go wrong with a Primo beat. I'm riding through the campus. I'm bumping that. I'm turning and I'm going down Chestnut. And I'm still bumping it. I'm going down Chestnut Street all the way to the Prince of Orange Mall so I can cop me some CDs. I had a little hookup at the CD store. And so I get a CD and, you know, get a hookup. But yeah, that Dwick, man, listen, played it all the time. Still bangs to this day. Shout out to Gangstar. Rest in peace, Guru. All right. So here's the funny thing. Between my list, and again, it's not about whose list is better, because this hip hop, right? Here's the funny thing about my list. I was almost certain that Baylor would have this next song on his list, and it didn't make the list. Much to my surprise. I thought if there was one we'd have in common, it would be this song. It is my favorite, one of my favorite. Well, it's my favorite song off this particular album. I'm going to take it, and I'm surprised because Baylor didn't put this on this, and it's the song was in his backyard. Baylor's from L.A. He's from the east side of L.A. Shout out to east side. He went to Fremont High. Okay, so this joint right here. This joint right here, man, listen, I you know what? I'm in the rental car. I just landed at LAX. I'm in LA. I'm in the rental car. I'm in a Nissan Sentra again. This time it's a white Nissan Sentra. Driving down Figueroa, Staples Center's on my left-hand side. I'm going up to my hotel. The hotel is on the corner of 7th and Figueroa. Listen, you got to be bumping this right here, Baylor. I'm surprised it didn't make your list, man. From 1992, Dr. Dre, from the Chronic album, Let Me Ride.
Biatch.
Eh, what happened to baby? You look good now, you carry. Long time I watch you, I'm want to chat to you. You go on like you don't want to chat to me. So what happened, Dre? Tell him what the fuck I go on now.
Creeping down the back street on D's. I got my Glock cock, cause niggas want these. No sooner as I said it, seems I got sweated by some nigga with a Tech 9 trying to take mine. You wanna make noise, make noise. I'll make a phone call, my niggas coming like the Gotti boys. Bodies being found on Greenleaf with the fucking heads cut off. Motherfucker, I'm Dre. So listen to the play by play, day by day. Rolling in my phone with 16 switches. And got sounds for the bitches, cocking all the riches. The hollow points for the snitches. So won't you just walk on by? Cause I'm too hard to lift. And no, this ain't Aerosmith. It's the motherfucking DRE from the CPT. On a riding spree, a straight G. Hop back as I pop my top, you trip. I let the hollow points commence to pop, 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 yeah. Cause if it don't stop, I have to put my shit in reverse. Go back and take another spot. Cause I'm
rolling in my 6'4".
With all the niggas saying.
Man, listen, that's my favorite song off that album. Favorite song off that album. Shout out to Dre. Shout out to the Chronic. All right. So let's go back a little bit. We're going to take it back to the yard. We're going back on campus, right? This joint right here, I will honestly say this song got played in almost every single car. When the tape came out, that CD, if you had the CD or the tape, you was bumping it. It was in every single room. I don't care who you were. You had this playing. I played it, man, all the time. But I mostly was in the car riding through the yard, and you had to play and you had to kind of lean back a little bit, and you had to drive slow because this ain't one that you just drive fast on. So you got to drive slow enough. So when classes are changing, especially during the middle of the day and students are walking, all the girls can hear it coming from your factory speakers, Bailey. You got it. This is a Southern classic. The song Space Age Pimpin' by 8-Ball and MJG. Holla at me.
I want you. I got to have you. But what will this lead to? Will it just be me and you? Tell me. You know I want you. Tell me how you feel.
I'll be obliged if you step outside, because my ride is awaiting. I dated a steak, a nightcap, we mated, awakened by smells of perfume that I inhale, and then tell how well we raise hell on the Denzel. Satin sheets, heat from your feet, keep me warm. The mood is perfected with the sound from the storm. You came stronger, I lasted longer than I've ever lasted. Your mouth was fantastic, the fuck test you passed it. The way you made a nigga laugh, I had to get you. And when I saw that ass pass, I had to hit you. You're making me fight against my will. What must I do?
Would you kill for me?
Yeah, if my life in danger too.
If it's still for me?
Yeah, if that shit belongs to you.
Then feel for me.
Yeah, if the way you act is true. Who knows? Fine clothes, Lexus, those you'll be closing. When you become one of the chosen hoes in different places, different faces, different cases. Got me tied like shoelaces. No mistake, just MJG. You ain't gotta be, cause they're trying to shoot that P.
Listen, MJG said, I'd be obliged if you step outside. I don't think the word obliged has ever been used in hip hop in a song other than Space Age Pimpin'. Love this song. Love that group, man. Shout out to those two brothers, man. So Baylor, our lists are different. So as you can see, like, I got East, I got West, I got South. I'm a little bit all over the place, but these are my cruising songs. I cruise the campus of South Carolina State looking to find someone pushing this on. Now, this is before I got married. I ain't about to snitch on myself. Nonetheless, let's move forward. Number six. All right. This song is a pretty popular song. You all have heard the song, but there's a memory that comes with the song. I'll never forget. I just left one of the homies' cribs, and I was riding down Oakland Avenue. And I'm back home in my hometown of Florence, South Carolina, right? So I'm riding down Oakland Avenue, and this comes on, and I'm headed to the grocery store. Well, I'm going to the grocery store because I was given instructions. Hey, get some hot dogs, hot dog buns, hamburgers, hamburger buns, and some water. And that's all I was bringing. No, I wasn't going to a cookout, but we were having our own cookout and a pool party at our crib. So this song always reminds me of the pool party at the crib. Yeah, we had a pool. And the cool part about the pool parties that we used to throw was like, listen, if you wasn't in the crew or you wasn't down with the crew, you didn't get invited. The pool party was strictly for the crew and friends of the crew, and that's it. And so, we didn't allow like riffraff to come through. It was just the girls, the crew and affiliates, and that's it. And the song takes me back like summer 95, man. We did this quite a few times at the crib. Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, rest in peace. One More Chance, me riding down Oakland Avenue, bumping this, headed to the store to get some food so we can throw it on the barbecue and for the pool party. Check it out.
Oh. Remix.
First things first, I pop freaks, all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan, but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I stay Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rocks. And my jam not even the Mitsubishi. Girls teepee when they see me. Navajo creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coppet. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace say what?
Alright. It don't get no better than Biggie. Man, listen, this joint right here, I used to cruise to, a lot of times, like where we were in Orangeburg, where that's the city where South Carolina State is located. We'd be in Orangeburg, but then we would go to Columbia. Columbia is the state capital of South Carolina. For those of you history buffs, you know, don't know your geography. And Columbia is about 30 miles from Orangeburg. So I would get on Interstate 26, man, and I would just pop this tape in. The tape, when I tell you what it is, you already know. It's the purple tape. And the reason why they call this the purple tape, because the tape literally was purple. But the tape was produced and given to us from, produced by RZA, the artist, Raekwon, the song, Incarcerated Scarfaces. Holla at me.
He looks determined without being ruthless. Something heroic in his manner. There's a courage about him. Doesn't look like a killer. Comes across so calm. Acts like he has a dream. Full of passion.
You don't trust me, huh?
Well, you know why.
I do. We're not supposed to trust anyone in our profession anyway.
Knock niggas out the box all the time. Niggas know more motherfucker. Rep big strong, rep big one. Yeah, fucker. Straight up. Fuck your whole team. Take care, B.I. shit. Yeah, what's it? Yo, yeah. G.I. nigga. Now, yo, yo, what up, yo? Time is running out. It's for real, though. Let's connect. Quality, ditto. We can trade places. Get lifted in the staircase. Word up, peace, incarcerated, Scarface. Related style, attract millions. Fans, they understand my plan. Who's the kid up in the green land? Me and the RZA connect. Blow a fuse, you lose. Half-ass crews get demolished and bruised. Fake me fronting. Hourglass heads, niggas be wanting. Shutting down your slot, time for pumping. Poisonous sting, which dumps up in act chunks. Raise a heavy generator. But yo, guess who's the black trunk? Dough be flowing by the hours. Woo, we got the collars, scholars. Word like peace to power and my whole unit. Word up, quick to set it, don't wet it. Real niggas lick shots, peace Connecticut. Now yo, yo, what up, yo?
Now that I used to cruise to that joint all the time. I mean, like, that was perfect cruising music on I-26 on the way to Columbia. You throw the purple tape in, more specifically Incarcerated Scarfaces, and I'm in. I'm all in. All right, so let's go back a little bit more. Baylor. Okay, this is one that I, again, am surprised. And I know Uncle Dolomite from the Too Much Game podcast, he's surprised too, because both of you guys, Uncle Dolomite from Compton, and Baylor, while he had West Coast artists on it, he didn't have this particular song. And listen, let me tell you something. And I may come back and do a, another episode where I talk about, where I do like a cruising down the street, West Coast songs, cruising down the street, Southern songs, East Coast, North, whatever songs, Midwest. I may do that as well. Who knows? It could become a series. I don't know. It depends. And the reason why I say that is because, like, musically, my taste is everywhere. Like, so while I grew up in Florence, South Carolina, and, you know, was heavily influenced by Run DMC, LL Cool J, Public Enemy, Eric B. and Rakim, the list goes on and on and on. Around 87, I got introduced by my man Jay Fresh to a group called 783. 783 was a group from California. I think that was the first group. Was that first? That was like the first group that I heard from California, right? And then 87, was 783, and then later that year it was NWA, and the rest was history. I got huge influence and love for West Coast music, and still do to this day. But I'm very surprised that this didn't make the list. And I know Uncle Dolomite probably is a little mad at Baylor for not putting this on the list. It definitely is going to make my list. Uncle Dolomite, I'm coming through your hometown. I'm coming through Compton. I'm on Rosecrans. I'm going to hook a left on Bullets, and I'm going straight up so I can get on the 105. And when I'm doing that, and I'm going to be playing it slow and quiet, because I don't want to bring attention to myself. I'm still in a rental car. I'm in a white Sentra, and I'm just cruising through Compton. I ain't making no noise. I don't want to bring any attention to myself. Shout out to the Blues and the Reds. I ain't got no problem with nobody. So I'm just trying to get to the 105. But yeah, I'm coming down Rosecrans, make a left on Bullets, headed to the 105, and I'm bumping this right here. Still DRE, Dr. Dre.
Still Snoop Dogg and DRE. Guess who's back? Still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out.
Great day, AK. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage, but haters say Dre fell off. How? My last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
if you
it.
You ain't up on pain.
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffing my leaf, still with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease. Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beats bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners in them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Since the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends. Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ear to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed.
Man, listen, that song, if you don't move to that song, if you don't get up and dance, I mean, you might even get up and shuffle your feet as those gangsters do. It just depends, man. I mean, that I love that joint, man. That's one of my favorite, definitely my favorite song from Dre. So we coming up on the end. We at number nine. Number nine, I'm gonna take you back. I'm gonna bring it back to the A. I'm in Atlanta. No, we ain't in Atlanta. We're you know what? We're in Houston. We're in H-Town. Shout out to H-Town. I'm out there a lot. So I'm in H-Town. I'm in the Lexus, and I'm on Westheimer. And Westheimer is a long ass street, but I'm coming all the way down Westheimer, bumping this joint right here. I'm gonna stop and get me something to eat. First, I'm going to Trill Burgers first. You know, once I get my Trill Burger, I'm getting back in the car. And I'm riding down Westheimer, and I'm bumping this joint right here, and I'm playing it at loud, ignorant volumes. It is none other than Slum Village Climax.
You ain't gotta play hard to get. I know you like the art of sex. I'm putting down my plan like an architect. It's for you, we can all get wet. I got a lot of nerd talking this to you, right? I'm straight up, and this shit makes sense to you. Girl, you ain't got a front, don't be acting dumb. Hey, if you got the good, then I want some. I'm trying to get down, this ain't no lie, yeah. But I ain't never fucked with a Menage squad. It's three like the stripes on the Oscars, yeah. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Getting live like we at the Mardi Gras. Three is the match number, ask my partner, nah. I be serving that ass like a bartender, yeah. I'm on it, what were you in watching, yeah. I'm on it, what were you in watching, yeah.
These things get so I'm caught up in your game, I'm kinda tango. Maybe it's the way that you sit on a down low. saying things to me the 1 to 3 would only know. I wanna tell you though that these things seem to mean situations get you from point A to B. I certainly put a counsel on that mistake. I got a mission of 2 girls on a high beach. Everything's reaching, ain't nobody stopping me. They just relax because they know I got a plan for each. Yeah, they relax, know I got a plan for each. You know I got a plan for each.
Listen, that joint came out in like what, 2000, I think, and it still makes me feel good and cruise no matter how many times I hear it. I remember the first time I heard the song, I heard it on a loop and I just kept playing it over and over. I found a clip online and I just played the loop over and over again, man. Shout out to the late great James DeWitt Yancey, aka J Dilla, the king of beats, my man. Rest in peace. All right, we at number 10. And again, none of these songs in any particular order. They're just songs that I just get in the car and cruise to. Where am I? I'm on Peachtree Street in Atlanta. I'm back in the A. I'm in the Lex. I get on Peachtree Street. I'm up by Vortex. I'm at Vortex and I'm coming south toward the city. Vortex got some really good burgers too. If you're ever in there, check out those burgers at Vortex. A lot of weird looking people in there, but don't be offended. Everybody's mad cool. So I'm riding past Vortex, headed south. I'm on Peachtree Street, and it's a lot of people out. It's a summer day, and I'm in the A. I gotta play the joint that signifies that to me, that gives you that feeling of '94. It gives you that feeling of Atlanta, the city that was bubbling, the city that was really coming into its own in hip hop, the place that gave you and from the artist that said, you know, the South got something to say, and the South has been pretty much running hip hop for the better part of the last 20 years. I'm bumping this joint right here. Players Ball, Outkast, The Reprise. Check it out.
Here's a little something for the players out there hustling, getting down for theirs. From East Point, College Park, Decatur.
Man, the scene was so thick. Lowriders, 77 Sevilles, L Dogs, nothing but them lacks. All the players, all the hustlers. I'm talking about a black man in heaven here. You know what I'm saying?
And so there it is, man. I mean, that's 10 joints, Baylor, that I cruise to. Just cruise. Again, these aren't the best songs of the world. These aren't like the most hitting the songs. These didn't have the most streams or any of that other dumb shit that people quantify songs on. These are just bangers that I just listen to in the car. when I'm riding, man, whether or not I was in my rental car or I was in the Nissan Sentra or I was in the the borrowed Lexus, because I don't have a Lexus. But that's beside the point. Yeah, so it's like, you know, those joints really, you know, give me a feeling of cruising. And I like to just listen to the music and just ride, man. I think as I've gotten older, I really miss those times. I miss riding around Atlanta when there is no traffic, because in Atlanta, there's always traffic. When I'm in Houston, the traffic is a bit much, but I've found ways to navigate it. Wasn't really a lot of traffic in Minneapolis, particularly, especially in the wintertime. People go to work, come home, you know, because, and driving in, I actually learned how to drive in the snow in Minneapolis. So I did a lot of riding around and I did a lot of listening to music in the snow. And then coming out to LA, man, I'm always in a rental car, and I always like to ride around to different places. And I try not to look like a tourist, and I try to make sure that I go places where I can be and nobody's going to bother me or anything like that, because I'm a civilian. I ain't part of the street war. But I want to admire the city because it's a beautiful city. It's my second favorite city to go to. But yeah, that's what I do when I cruise, man. I'm looking forward to going to New York and having some cruise adventures there, DC, Miami, Dallas, just to name a few. I'll have some other cruise cities to add to the list. Today, just a few for me. But again, there it is. So I appreciate you guys for listening. That's going to do it for me. Thank you for checking out this bonus edition of the 12 Kyle podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. The podcast drops every Thursday at midnight. From time to time, we drop bonus episodes like this one on Sundays at midnight. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We're on all streaming platforms. Follow us on the socials, Twitter X, Facebook, Instagram, and the podcast is on TikTok as well. And if you feel so inclined, you want to throw us a couple of dollars, we'll definitely take it. $TWELVEKYLE. Again, that's going to do it for me. I am your boy, 12 Kyle, and this has been another edition of the 12 Kyle podcast. I'll catch you guys next time. 5,000.